If you've listened to the last two episodes of Climate Solutions, you're a bit of an expert on climate adaptation and just resilience. But what if that's not enough for you? Where do you go if you want to dive really deep into this topic? Well, on this episode of Climate Solutions, you'll find out which policy documents to read. We'll also talk about the most up-to-date thinking on climate adaptation and the kinds of investment governments and multilateral development banks expect to be making in the coming years. We have two leading climate adaptation thinkers with us, Moa Vestman from the European Investment Bank and Hannah Vandenberg of the European Environment Agency. What other things can people read if they want to go even deeper on adaptation? Hannah, what documents would you send people to?
Yeah, so at the European Environment Agency, we've published a number of technical papers, reports, and briefings over the past years on this topic. For instance, in 2022, we published a briefing on how we can make sure that nobody is left behind in this transition to a more climate resilient society. And some of the key messages from this briefing are, for instance, that we need better guidance for decision makers on how to consider justice in their adaptation policy and planning. But it also says that, for instance, we need to share more effective examples of just resilience. We need more case studies and best practices of just resilience across Europe. One way in which we as an agency contribute to that is by publishing inspiring case studies from our member states on our online climate adaptation platform, Climate Adapt, which is a partnership with the European Commission. And on this, we showcase implemented adaptation projects, but also, for instance, governance, new governance developments or governance structures that specifically take justice into account. For instance, we have a case study on the city of Barcelona, where the city has been implementing a plan to increase the amount of green space in the city to reduce the heat. Because what we see is that often urban areas, cities have higher temperatures than surrounding rural areas, greener areas. And implementing green space is often seen as a good adaptation response to bring that heat down and to make it more comfortable for people to increase their well-being. But what we see also is that in introducing this green space into neighborhoods may actually increase housing prices because it becomes a better place to live. This in turn can actually drive people out that are renters that see their rents go up. And what the city of Barcelona has done and what this case study talks about is how they've developed a way and have tried to make sure that those people are actually protected and that the most vulnerable are not driven out of those neighborhoods where they introduce more green spaces. So that's just one of the many examples that we have on our adaptation platform, Climate Adapt.
So what's next? What are we going to look at the next trend or the next thing that really needs to be done in adaptation?
So at the European Environment Agency, we are currently working on a report on just resilience, which we will publish in 2025. And in this report, we will really focus on this notion of justice in adaptation responses. We want to build on some of the findings from the European Climate Risk Assessment, and we want to further explore those social dimensions in some of the key policy sectors, such as the built environment or food production. We hope to do three things with this report. One is that we want to give a status of a status update on what is happening at European, at member state level and to some extent also at subnational level when it comes to just resilience in adaptation or justice in adaptation. We also want to explore those justice dimensions in more detail and understand how certain adaptation responses may cause injustices, but also what could be done to prevent that from happening. And finally, we want to showcase more inspiring examples of just resilience.
So Moa, let's look at the next stage then for the investment, because that's, Hannah has just talked to us about the, you know, what's going on with the policy or the thinking behind it all. How do we take that forward with investment now?
Yeah, so at the European Investment Bank, we have set a target for our climate adaptation finance to be 15% of our total climate finance. So that's one step in the right direction. Moreover, we are now able to finance a higher share of the project investment costs for climate adaptation actions in least developed countries, in fragile states, and in small island development states. So really creating the right targets and incentives to really steer climate adaptation investments towards the locations and geographies that are most impacted is something that's really important for us, but also for other investors. And the next step for us to implement also our approach to just transition and just resilience is to broaden this and increasingly focus also on targeting different type of social groups that are really bearing the brunt of climate change impacts. So be it smallholders, indigenous people, or women and non-binary in certain geographies, it's about targeting the youth. In Europe, it's more maybe the elderly bearing the brunt of some of the impacts. So it's really about getting better in terms of targeting climate adaptation investments towards those that that really need it, but also drawing on their skills and knowledge to improve climate adaptation investments to perform better. I think this is something that's often forgotten also in the debate. We see, for example, we know from research that forests managed by indigenous people have lower rate of deforestation than other forests, or how companies that have a more diverse board is performing better on climate outcomes and ESG performances. So it's also about capitalizing on the power of those that are most affected by climate change today.
Moa Westman from the European Investment Bank and Hannah Vandenberg from the European Environment Agency, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Subscribe to Climate Solutions to get each episode as it drops. We're starting this season with climate adaptation, but then we'll be reporting on a new climate project every week. They're all different, but each of them will make you look at the solutions to climate change in a new way. Listen to the previous seasons of Climate Solutions too. This is our seventh season. We've got a series on the innovations that are going to save us from climate disaster, another one on how green finance is going to help pay for it all, and a fantastic audio documentary about the ozone hole, how it was fixed, and the lessons we can learn from that for how to fix climate change. Thanks for listening to Climate Solutions from the European Investment Bank.